Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season two. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set.
Okay, so since I drive a lot for work, because I drive from patient to patient, I listen to a lot of podcasts and music in between my patients during my drive. And one of the podcasts that I really love is The Happiness Lab with Dr. Laurie Santos. And their most recent episode, as of today when I listened, is about nostalgia.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm kind of a nostalgic person. I like just, you know, reliving those moments and just how good it makes me feel. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Totally.
And when I was thinking about it, I was like, man, there's a lot of armies out there who say, imagine what it would be like to re-experience BTS, discovering them for the first time.
Again.
And that whole process.
Oh, wow. That, just thinking about that is like such an ultimate feeling of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like thinking to going back to the first time that you told me about BTS and that you showed me Dope, mm-hmm. and watching it again, like reliving it anew. Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listening and discovering all of their discography. Yeah. The first comeback that you had, the first album that was released when you became a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's just nothing like it.
And no.
So I was just having these nostalgic feelings about when I first joined the fandom and just learning all about BTS.
Discovering BTS and learning about them is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely set us on a path in our lives and opened us up to this whole new world. So I'm excited for ARMY who right now are experiencing discovering BTS.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking with back. Like Permission to Dance.
Yes.
And then Butter and Dynamite, just going off of the English discography and then falling into all of their music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then looking back at this moment, nostalgic.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a really pleasant experience to learn all of it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it.
Thanks for sharing. I definitely have to listen to this podcast because you tell me about it all the time.
Oh, it was like life changing for me.
Yeah.
I just love it because it's this psychology perspective of mm-hmm. happiness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nostalgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
That episode.
Well, on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, the way Hobi looks at Yoongi is so cute.
Oh, so cute. Or is there anything more iconic than soap transitions?
Potentially not.
No.
Really. So if you're down for that, then you are in the right place.
Yeah. Okay. So in today's episode, we are celebrating the iconic duo soap.
Yes.
Which is the member pairing of Jung Ho-seok and Min Yoongi. So if you're new to our show or you've never listened to one of our ship series episodes before, we do want to do a small disclaimer and give a brief description of how we cover ships. So our ship series is all about covering the friendship pairings within BTS. We love all of the ships and all of the members of BTS. Mm-hmm. This is all our opinions. We're here merely to demonstrate our love for soap and yep. why we think the relationship is special, just based on what we've seen through V Lives, Run BTS, Bangtan Bomb, seasonal content, and so on. Mm-hmm. So shipping really is a part of the fandom culture. But if you don't ship or you aren't familiar with shipping, that doesn't necessarily mean you won't enjoy this conversation. We respect all of the members of BTS and we keep this conversation fun and lighthearted as we talk about their friendships.
Yeah. Yeah. So come along with us as yeah. we talk about and discover and rediscover some of the best soap moments mm-hmm. today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love BTS's dynamics. And so it just makes for a fun conversation to talk about them.
Yeah. But before we get into today's episode, we do want to say a special thank you to Sarah Sedell for helping us out with research on this episode. We, of course, also want to thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you for being here and thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you, Iconics. Also, Charity of the Month for August, the last thing before we get into our episode. We are doing something a little bit different this month. Instead of picking a specific charity and asking Iconics to donate to that along with us, we are asking you to donate to your local school district. It's back to school season, and your school district, your teachers, your community could really use your help. It can be your opportunity to impact the lives of students and teachers in your community personally. Great items this year to donate would be hand sanitizer, wet wipes, tissues, and disposable masks. But other supplies are highly needed and appreciated, such as backpacks, dry erase markers, folders, notebooks, pencils and pens, crayons, markers, books, really anything helps. But it's an important thing to do to support your local education system. Mm-hmm. So please, you know, give back to your school district this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome that this is the charity of the month. And Kayla, you're already back to school.
Yeah, I'm working. School starts next Monday, but obviously we're already back. All of the teachers and the staff, and we are planning and excitedly preparing for whatever this school year, the third school year impacted by COVID, whatever it has
third
in store
school
for us.
Year.
Yeah, because the first one was, you know, spring break and on for the, you know, the end of that school year. So it's a really important cause and obviously something that really matters to us, you know, Bethany and I. So if you guys could support your local school district, that would be amazing.
Yes, thank you. All right, let's go ahead and get into soap. So,
soap.
Soap is the most commonly used name to describe this pairing. A couple other pairing names is Yoon Hope and Yoon Sok, but typically people call soap.
Yeah.
And I think this is because they have referred to themselves as soap. And they did this for the first time during their V Live series, which is called Huege Market. And they basically made this own their own soap show. Mm-hmm. And they said, yep, we're soap. And they declared their ship, basically, for all of us to enjoy. But yeah, so we'll get more into Huege Market as we go on.
Yeah, but the fact that they came up with the name, you know.
This is pretty unique with ship names because not all of the ships acknowledge their like ship. Pairing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is one of the main ones.
Which is very cool. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we want to talk about in regards to soap is their personality types. Sarah was so awesome and helped us find really great sources for their personality types. And there's been a lot of BTS personality types floating around there in the internet in the past. So we just want to say that the ones we got are like the most updated from the most recent interviews that we could find.
Mm-hmm. I think the members have taken the Myers-Briggs multiple times.
Yeah.
And have gotten different results each time. Which makes sense. That's happened with me before too. But these are the most current ones that we found.
Right. So Yoongi is an INFP, which is also referred to as the mediator. And it's someone who possesses the introverted, intuitive, feeling, and prospecting personality traits. These are rare personality types and tend to be quiet, but open-minded and imaginative, and they apply a caring and creative approach to everything they do, which sounds very much like Yoongi to me.
Oh, yeah. Quiet, open-minded, imaginative, and then caring and creative.
Creative.
Especially with like the lyrics he writes and the music he creates is both creative. And he's always caring.
And he's a very open-minded person.
Yeah.
And obviously, you have to be imaginative to be the dreamer that he was to, you know, come from nothing into one of the biggest superstars in the world, you know?
Exactly.
And another thing about mediators is that although they may seem quiet or unassuming, they have a vibrant, passionate inner life. They are creative and imaginative, and they happily lose themselves in daydreams. And they're also known for their sensitivity. They can have profound emotional responses to music, art, nature, and people around them.
Oh my gosh, profound emotional responses to music.
Yeah. Min Yoongi,
yeah.
Min genius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
I was really blown away at how this describes Yoongi so well. Like, this really is his personality type.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, he has other aspects to his personality, and everyone has so many personality traits. But when, you know, this is his most recent test results, and these, like, main five personality traits come up, they really do sound like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's so caring.
He is.
He's known as like the member who's really quiet and hidden about it, but he just kind of like shows those moments of caring for the members that you can't not notice, but he's quiet about it.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to say a word, but he takes care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, so for J-Hope, J-Hope's personality type, he is the console, which is ESFJ. So a console is a person with the extroverted, observant, feeling, and judging personality traits.
Judging.
I was like, perfect. We literally mentioned judging Hoseok in our last episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are attentive and people-focused, and they enjoy taking part in their social community. Their achievements are guided by decisive values, and they willingly offer guidance to others.
Sounds so much like J-Hope.
Mm-hmm. Especially willingly offering guidance to others. It makes me think a lot with dance and how much he's helped the other members with dance and choreography throughout the years.
And he loves to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's never resentful about it. He's always excited to do it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I would say he's one of the most extroverted members of the group.
Oh, definitely. But also attentive and people focused. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so him. He really cares about the other members. He's extroverted. Like we talked about when we went to a concert, and he can just control the whole crowd so easily. Like, people focused, you know, he wouldn't be able to do that if he did not have this personality
type.
Yeah,
he really feeds off of it. He's a terrific performer because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people who share the console personality type are, for lack of a better word, popular, which makes sense given that it is also a very common personality type, making up 12% of the population.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In high school, consoles are the cheerleaders and the quarterbacks, setting the tone, taking the spotlight, and leading their teams forward to victory and fame. Later in life, consoles continue to enjoy supporting their friends and loved ones, organizing social gatherings, and doing their best to make sure everyone is happy.
Wow.
When they said that consoles are the cheerleaders, it just makes me, I instantly go to J-Hope screaming and rooting on every single member. I mean, he's constantly doing that.
Yeah.
He's so enthusiastic and just elated with energy constantly.
And when he loves to make them happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it comes from. He often talks about how, like, behind the scenes when he's at home by himself, that he can't do that for himself because he just feels drained.
Yeah.
Because when he's around people, I mean, he feeds off of people and he wants to lift them up and bring them hope. And he does that a lot for his members. It's quite evident that he does. So he's just all of BTS's cheerleader.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hobie Sunshine. Definitely. I think, you know, Yoongi is very nurturing and selfless, you know, that goes along with him being really caring. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, we see it in all of his different relationships to a point, like going fishing with Jin, even though prior to fishing with Jin, he hadn't been interested in fishing, mm-hmm. but it was just something they could do together. Or, you know, he often humors the Maknae line and kind of lets them goof around and do whatever they want. But he hides his own emotions from the others. Like when Jungkook was injured, Yoongi cried in the shower instead of, you know, showing that emotion to his other members.
Yeah.
And he rarely will raise his voice. I mean, definitely doesn't raise his voice in anger.
No, he doesn't.
You know, mm-hmm. and you can tell that he's most comfortable with his members, and he just radiates on in the soup and in Bon Voyage especially, because he's just at peace with them.
Yeah. Especially when their schedule is relaxed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's when he can live his best life, you know?
Yeah.
And I just really want to say that there's this tweet that had been going around where it said, RM writes lyrics for the world to hear, but Suga writes lyrics he thinks no one will hear.
No.
Oh, I think that's so cute. It's just his personality, you know? Mm-hmm. But he speaks from the heart and soul.
He does.
And he doesn't expect anything from it, you know?
Or expect people to relate to it or understand it.
But, yeah.
But people do.
We do.
And it's heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Great tweet, whoever said that.
Yeah.
J-Hope, he is often described as the stability of the team. He's deemed the second leader and for sure the performance captain of the group. So we really think that he shows his caring through acts of service and from different various ways of acts, like feeding people, mm-hmm. buying gifts, supporting those around him. Yeah, he really is that act of service. Like you can see the love and care. But he can find it pretty difficult to receive compliments, whether it's about his personality or abilities. We think that this could stem from his early debut days, just not being as popular as some of the other members. If we're solely going off of like the messages that he received on Fan Cafe, mm-hmm. he didn't get as many as the other members. This was really early on in debut, like shortly after they debuted.
Yeah.
And it had him doubting his talent as a rapper and comparing himself to RM and Suga. But we come to find out that Suga really helped him through that. And so did Namjoon and the rest of the members. But Yoongi really saw that with J-Hope mm-hmm. and really helped him through it. But I just want to mention that and Bon Voyage 2, you know me. I love Bon Voyage 2 in Hawaii. J-Hope ended up saying that when him and Yoongi were out and they were a team together, and it was like they specifically had to just dive deeper into their friendship for mm-hmm. like this mission.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Suga and I have different personalities. He is very self-disciplined. But I'm bubbly and cheerful. I think our personalities balance out each other.
Yeah.
And I think this really sets the stage for SOAP.
I think so, too. I like that we got to learn a little bit about their personalities first because it gives us some insight into the dynamic that they bring into their friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think that they have a balance going on with their personalities.
They
there.
Do. They're almost completely opposite in their personality types, mm-hmm. except they both share feeling.
Yeah. Wow. Cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Bethany from Standing BTS. After you check out the latest episode of our show, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on Consequence Podcast Network, including The What Podcast, a weekly podcast by two Bonnaroo veterans exploring and highlighting the live music scene. Or Kyle Meredith With, where you can find interviews with all of your favorite musicians and bands. Hosted by Kyle Meredith, new episodes air weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Or Going There with Dr. Mike, an interview podcast series in which clinical psychologist and life coach Dr. Mike Friedman talks with musicians about the crossroads where music and mental health meet. Head over to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
Well, before we really get into some, well, we're calling them domestic moments this time,
yeah.
and some friendship moments, we have to talk about soap transitions.
Yeah.
Because soap transitions, as you said, are iconic. Mm-hmm. And we could not have a soap episode without talking about soap transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Must be addressed.
Must be addressed. And this is both like for choreography and for their actual verses and songs. We've come to realize, just being ARMY for, you know, since 2017, we've really noticed that the soap transitions and choreography are a unique thing, like more than like the other members. Like most consistently in their songs with the rap verses, we have J-Hope and Yoongi right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think it's a coincidence. I think that's just like tactful, because
yeah.
They just work so well.
They work so well together. They mm-hmm. probably plan to play it off like this, and it just is so well done. And mm-hmm. it happens all through their discography. And we're just going to mention some, but there is more than this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one that really comes to mind, because it was the first music video I ever saw, mm-hmm. was Dope.
Yeah.
We physically get to see Yoongi push J-Hope out of the shot during their transition between their verses. And the way that he just like pushes him out of the shot, it resembles some of that classic choreography and the transitions that we get later on with their discography. But like, it's just so iconic.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that shot in Dope is so iconic.
Yeah.
Seeing him push J-Hope out of the shot.
Yeah. And it's almost like one of the earliest soap transitions. So the fact that he touches him to physically transition like that, mm-hmm. it's almost like it's setting us up for the rest of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So another song where we have a soap transition is for Save Me. They have all of verse 3 in the song, both of them. And they have this super smooth transition between the two of them too in the music video.
Yeah, where one kind of like spins to the back and the other one to the front, you know,
mm-hmm.
like just where they're both moving at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Happens a lot. Iconic.
It happens a lot.
A big one for me is in Mic Drop, because not only do they rotate with their backs facing each other, so we have the spin again, but they repeat each other's lines. So J-Hope says, Mike, Mike, Bungie. And as Yoongi rotates in, he goes, Mike, Mike, Bungie.
Mike, Mike, Bungie.
It's so fucking
back
cool.
Back to back. It's
hell yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
This was our first comeback. And I just remember seeing this comeback stage performance for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing J-Hope, I had no idea that Yoongi was behind him. And it was like, whoa,
what?
The impact of that
yeah.
transition.
Yeah.
Just seeing that they were back to back, and then to repeat from J-Hope's verse into Yoongi's Mike, Mike, Bungie.
Yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing off of each other's rap lines. It's
yep.
not just in the video or in the choreography, it's also in the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another one is in On. So both of them, again, in On, they repeat the last and first line of each other's verses. So they both say, even if I fall, I come right up, scream. And this is in the where they kind of have a triangle formation and Yoongi is in the back. So when he starts his, he rotates off of the triangle formation. And it's just so smooth and
it's
seamless.
It's such a smooth transition.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it. Like
yeah.
the soap transitions are superior. We've been saying this.
They're the
like,
smoothest.
Yeah.
They're the coolest.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that leave the most impact years, months, days later.
Yeah, it has a strong effect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, Permission to Dance.
Yeah.
The twist that they do together, that twist dance move. It's so quick, but so cute.
It's a highlight. I probably said it like 10 times in our Permission to Dance episode, but
yeah.
like their part is my favorite part of
yeah.
the song. Like I just love it so much.
It's the biggest highlight
yeah.
for me. Yeah.
The choreo and the lyrics for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I know that I love the Permission to Dance one, but I would have to say one of my all-time favorite soap transitions is in Black Swan. This duo dance that happens, especially on their performance for James Gordon, which is the first performance they ever did of Black Swan, I just feel it's the most iconic because of the, you know, the exchange that happens between them. Mm-hmm. You know, they have like similar lines in the song, but also for this part where J-Hope, like Yoongi's walking off stage and all the other members have already walked off, and J-Hope grabs onto Yoongi's arm and pulls him back.
Yeah.
And then they start like intensely staring at each other while circling each other.
Yeah. And spitting lines at each other.
And spitting lines at each other. Yeah. Yes.
Yoongi like hitting his chest, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, really passionate looks exchanged and emotions between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just powerful, this moment here between them.
Yeah. This is an immaculate transition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so also in the 2021 Muster Sowazoo, we had the Deshrita performance and we had Chicken Noodle Soup.
Mm-hmm.
So special that they both got to perform their own songs here for Muster. So for Deshrita, what was so special about this was all of the members performed for the song, but one of the toughest parts of Yoongi's rapping and like the part where he's kind of like whispering almost when he raps, mm-hmm. he ended up giving to J-Hope. And J-Hope is what leads that rap verse into when Yoongi finally gets up from his throne and starts rapping his own song, uh-huh. Pretty much towards the end of the song. It's cool to see J-Hope picked as like his right-hand man right there for Deshrita.
And getting a lot of the lines. Like mm-hmm. he had a very large verse right there. To have him being almost like the introduction to Yoongi was so cool. And mm-hmm. It's so soap.
And you see them side by side at this live concert. And you just feel the energy that they give each other.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then for Chicken Noodle Soup, we had Yoongi also rapping a fair amount of lyrics for Chicken Noodle Soup of J-Hope's part in it. And again, I just love seeing like the support from both of them. I just feel that their raps really feed off of each other well and they blend well together. So hearing Yoongi rapping J-Hope's part in Chicken Noodle Soup was just iconic too.
Yeah. Hearing Soap rap each other's lines, I think would maybe be like a soap shipper's dream, like a true soap shipper. I'm sure that they were just living for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was really cool to see. I'm still not over Film Out. I will never be. I still listen to it like every couple days at least.
You do. I listen to it all the time.
I listened to it 3 times today.
Did you really?
I'm not kidding.
I listened to it once today and had to Snapchat you that it came on my shuffle.
And after you did that, I listened to it 3 times in a row once I saw your Snapchat. Because it's just phenomenal. But in Film Out, the soap transition is so freaking cool and like aesthetic. Like in the music video, they are back to back in like this desert and they have a you know, like a glass doorway between them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really cool shot. And their voices and their verses blend together so beautifully in that song. Mm-hmm. They're just really harmonious. And so I just really love Soap.
They really share that verse.
Yeah.
Like it's not like Yoongi's part, J-Hope's part. It's like back and forth.
No.
And it just flows really well.
Yeah. It's soft and lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. Also, I think this could challenge Black Swan for its iconicness is Otsukare Sama Deshita, their performance.
Yes.
So this performance and this song, J-Hope came up with the melody for the song while on their Wake Up tour, which was their first Japanese tour. And he paired it with the common saying, Otsukare Sama Deshita, meaning thank you for your hard work. That's the closest English translation. But this phrase is commonly said to people like, for example, in the office at the end of a long day, just to basically say like, wow, you've worked really hard. You've earned, you know, to feel good and to be off work and thank you for your work.
Mm-hmm.
So they performed this song at the Japan Official Fan Meeting Volume 3. And basically, after J-Hope came up with this melody and paired it with the phrase, Yoongi was like, I want on that. This is going to be fun. This is going to be a hit. And it totally was. The performance was super energetic and super cute and all soap. They did it together. They performed it together. They put the choreography together. And it is just really, really fun.
It is. Yeah. I would say, I mean, it's hard to say like what is most iconic,
right?
But this is a song that they did together. Yeah. So I think that just outbeats all of the other like verses mm-hmm. and like transition, like choreography transitions, because right. this is a full song that they performed together. And I love how J-Hope created the melody, and Yoongi ended up saying that when he heard the melody and he heard this song, that he knew he had to get on it, like he had to get in on it. But not only that, that like working on it wasn't stressful like some of their other music, that the first time he heard the melody, he knew it was an instant hit. So he didn't have any worries about it.
Mm-hmm.
He just knew it would be great. And so seeing them perform this really is energetic. And you see so much of J-Hope's personality.
And Yoongi's personality.
And Yoongi's. Yeah. But what I love is that like Yoongi, because he has that more introverted, quiet side of him, you don't get to see it as much. Like you, of course, get to see it shine through sometimes. But the comfort of him being around J-Hope performing it live, you get to see Yoongi like fully silly.
Yeah.
Fully just thriving in that silly side of himself
yeah.
that he doesn't always give into or yeah. present for us.
It seems like J-Hope is like such a safe space for yeah. Yoongi in that way. Like that's really cute. And I could not imagine Yoongi doing a song like this, especially with mm-hmm. any other member.
No.
You know, it could only be J-Hope.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
So another really memorable moment for both J-Hope and Yoongi is with Boy With Love, when they're kind of in that lineup and Jin is singing the line, come be my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them two like pointing at each other mm-hmm. and smiling specifically at each other. It's built into the choreography there. But it was so great to see them change it almost every time or consistently do it every time, where you just see them being playful yeah. during the choreo. I
yeah.
think that's something that they came up with on their own that they just decided to consistently do. And then there's also Airplane Part 2 with the Mama performance, where they ended up having like a dance break together.
Yeah.
And they kick out towards each other. They did the splits facing each other. And then they do like this shh over their mouths while standing back to back.
Just cute.
It's cute. Yeah.
And hot.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's them. But it's just, it was so quick and so like so much choreo in that little moment that soap mm-hmm. just brought together.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is just a handful of soap verses, songs, transitions, but really there is so much more out there. It's just something that is unique to this pairing that you don't see with the other ships in BTS.
Right. And I want to say to that point, like, we often have vocal line members that sing back to back in songs together, mm-hmm. you know, like Taeyang and Jungkook singing back to back. But nobody is talking about Taehyuk transitions.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something really unique to soap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about some domestic moments. So in the past, if you've been listening for a long time or if you've listened to other ship series, we have had a long journey with how we ship and how we feel about ships. And so we used to call them like romantic moments and then
flirty
moments. And but we for soap,
fan service,
yeah. you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, today we're calling it domestic moments because soap are really domestic as fuck.
Yeah.
And so we're just keeping it lighthearted. But they really do have some really cute, more domestic themed
moments.
They're
past flirty. They're just like,
they're just past flirty. They are like, if you wanted to relate it to someone, it's like a very comfortably married couple who have been married for like 10 years. They know who each other are. They're very happy with each other, but it's nothing like crazy going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very close.
Domestic. So like to talk about some domestic moments, we see a lot of them in The Soup. In The Soup was such a great example of soap's domesticity together. For example, It was really cute to see them deciding on what meal to cook for them and the rest of the members, and then also for them to like make dinner together. They did that multiple times with different meals, and that was just adorable to me.
It was consistent, like a common theme for the two of them to be like deciding on dinner and like cooking dinner with each other.
Mm-hmm. They would also check in with each other before doing activities to see if the other wants to participate or to see if like they're okay with it. Like, I think going off the cooking thing, like at one point, Yoongi was going to grill something and he wanted to make sure J-Hope was okay with him grilling that in that way at this time. And, mm-hmm. you know, just very considerate of each other in that way. But of course, in the soup, we also see a lot of fun moments between them where they are laughing with or at each other. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is when Yoongi was performing karaoke in the other room and J-Hope was just outside through like the sliding glass door sitting on the patio, and he's just cracking up at Yoongi's vocal display.
Yeah.
It was adorable.
It was really funny because like J-Hope isn't just laughing, like he's on the ground hysterically laughing at Yoongi in the other room, who's just being chaotic with the karaoke. Yeah. It was really fun to see that dynamic between the two of them. Something we really noticed too with Suga, he's not always the most touchy member. Like the Moknis are so affectionate and just more comfortable with touch.
Mm-hmm.
With Yoongi, he's more reserved with that. But with J-Hope, it doesn't seem to be that way. You know, when J-Hope goes to hug Suga, he will like just go and do it.
Yeah.
Whereas Taeyang, it's more of like a permission thing.
Yeah.
Like he needs to ask or get approval.
Oh yeah. If Taeyang, if we're talking about like another ship, like Taegi, Taeyang begs for attention from Yoongi and like begs to get a hug or to get just like one sliver of like affection. But Yoongi is like willingly giving affection to Hobi.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And receiving.
Mm-hmm. There's a really memorable moment. I'm sure it was in like a Bangtan bomb, I'm pretty sure, where Yoongi just went and sat on J-Hope's lap. And you just see that comfortable relationship with each other where he can just feel like he can do that. And it's just the other way around too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I couldn't imagine Yoongi sitting on another member's lap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just J-Hope.
If he sat on Taeyong's lap, I think he would. Taeyong would just be okay with
Taeyong's
dying in that
life
moment.
Would be made.
Complete.
Like that's all he's ever wanted.
Yeah,
yeah. I just want to talk about the way Hobi looks at Yoongi. He looks at him, and I think it's probably going along with his personality type of like wanting to make other people happy and like wanting to make sure they're all involved and included. But he just looks at him with so much care and love in his eyes and in his expression. You know, when they're all in a group and they laugh about something, where does J-Hope look? At Yoongi to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's looking for his reaction, and it is just adorable to see how much he really cares about Yoongi just by how he looks at him.
Mm-hmm. It's just so funny that you say that, because you know, Namjoon has said before to J-Hope, Yoongi really loves you. Like Namjoon is constantly saying, like, Yoongi really loves you, J-Hope. Like,
Namjoon ships soap.
He ships them, yeah. So, you know, it's just mutual, these two.
Yeah, it's mutual.
And there's a lot of respect between the two and just, you know, so much care for mm-hmm. one another. Another kind of domestic moment, which is so cute, is I'm pretty sure it was Bon Voyage 3 where this happened. And Hobi comes out with a water bottle, like it's a water bottle full of coffee mm-hmm. is what it looks like. But it's coffee, and Yoongi loves coffee, although I hear he's drinking decaf now. Like he's like not drinking caffeinated coffee mm-hmm. anymore. But it's like the early morning and his hair is all disheveled and his eyes are barely open. And so he asks for some of J-Hope's coffee. And so J-Hope gives it to him, and Yoongi takes a sip. And J-Hope says, did you just put your mouth on that? Like, did you put your mouth directly on the water bottle? And Yoongi's response is, I love you.
Saturday. So cute. Like, it's so cute. Get out of jail free card,
mm-hmm.
you know? You know, like, you just said, wow, Hobie looks at Yoongi like this, but it's reciprocated. There is example of it being reciprocated as Yoongi literally telling Hobie he loves him so casually.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can put my mouth on your water bottle because I love you.
Yeah.
And that's the get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because we brought up Taegi earlier, uh-huh. Taehyung would die for Yoongi to tell him that he loves him. Yeah. You know?
I think Taehyung would shed a tear if he said that.
Yeah. Wow. I don't really know what behind the scenes clip this is from, maybe a Bangtan bomb, but there's this moment where BTS are walking into an event and Yoongi is a little bit ahead of them, like in front. And at the top of these stairs, someone gives him like a rose and he kind of hangs back and lets about four other members of BTS pass him. So that way he can stand next to Hobie and he gives him the rose.
He waited for Hobie.
Yeah.
So that he could give him the rose.
Yes.
Like that's so special.
That's so sweet.
Why did he specifically wait for him?
And he's like, this is for Hobie. He's mm-hmm. always giving Hobie gifts too, you mm-hmm. know? It's just adorable.
He wanted him to have the flower though.
He did.
Mm-hmm. In Bon Voyage 2, they did get paired up together as Team Soap and they were diving more into their friendship. So they decided to go and get henna tattoos together. And one of the tattoos that they were thinking about getting was this like double heart tattoo, which is just really cute to resemble like the love between the two. But I'm not sure if that's what they ended up getting. I can't remember, but I know that it's one that they were highly mm-hmm. considering getting.
Yeah. Just the fact that they're like, let's get couples.
Let's go get henna tattoos together.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the Soap Hyundai commercial. So I know that this isn't like an organic moment between them. We really mm-hmm. don't talk in ship series episodes about like things that are, you know, from a show or something that they were acting in.
Mm-hmm.
But this commercial is just so adorable. It was posted on Valentine's Day and it was for the promotion for the Hyundai Palisade that BTS had helped Hyundai promote. And in this commercial, like Soap are, you know, maybe out like at a lookout out in nature and they're sitting in the back end with like the trunk, the hatch of the car open, sitting there. And then it starts to get a little stormy and breezy and they close the hatch up and like scoot inside together.
Yeah.
And it's just really cute. It looks like a little date night.
Yeah. They're like a little scared.
Yeah.
And then they get in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cute pairing to put them together.
Yeah.
For this commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, why Soap? You know,
why
they
Soap?
Just go together.
They go well together. Yeah. Yeah. So for the Map of the Soul comeback special, they were going over like different concept photos that they had taken. And one of the concept photos, J-Hope mentioned for Suga that his legs and crotch area was very charming.
Like, what like, else are we supposed to think about that?
Yeah, complimenting his legs and crotch.
That's just so very forward. Like, I don't
so
know
forward.
How other way we're supposed to interpret that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was funny.
It is funny. And it's just funny that he just can't
I mean,
help
it's
but
just,
to say it.
It sounds like Army and us when we're like, his thighs, his crotch.
J-Hope just really fangirling over Yoongi like mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah.
And then later on in the BTS Memories of 2020, we see J-Hope eyeing Yoongi once again, but instead of his lower half, he's just completely ogling his chest. In fact, in the video, Yoongi has his arms crossed over his chest, like hiding his pecs.
He's hiding his like nipples.
Because J-Hope is staring daggers. I mean, really eyes up here, J-Hope.
J-Hope has the judging eyes. Like he can't control it, I don't think.
But he is beaming. He is smiling so big. But it's so clear, especially because of how the light in the room is reflecting on his eyes, exactly where he is looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know this is too much for you. I'm going to cover up.
Yeah, he has to cover his chest.
Yeah. I mean, that black tank top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about their like domestic moments, some of those more flirty moments with one another, but we really just feel like they're such an established ship at this point that they really seem like an old married couple.
Yeah.
But now we're going to get more into just their friendship and talking more about there was really iconic moments with the two that really developed their friendship over the years.
Yeah. So let's talk about one of the earliest, which happened towards the beginning of 2014. But they spoke about it in an interview in March of 2014. And this is called the end of the year chicken incident. So we'll just say from their quotes directly because it's important. Mm-hmm. So Hosok says, I can still clearly remember the end of the year chicken incident. Since the other trainees went back home for the year end, I was the only one left in the dorms to celebrate New Year's. Suga called just to ask if I was okay. I told him I'm all right, at the same time bored because I'm alone. Suga later came into the dorms with chicken in his hand. I was so touched that when it happened, I didn't even realize I fell for him. If I was a girl, I'd definitely fall in love.
Oh my gosh.
Just cute.
So cute. But the fact that Yoongi wanted to be with J-Hope to make sure that he didn't feel alone or feel bored during the new year. And it's a pretty classic like tradition in Korea to bring like beer and chicken. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he brought that for him so that they could celebrate, yeah, and that J-Hope wouldn't be alone.
Yeah. And I'm going to correct myself. I think that happened pre-debut, but they spoke about it after debut because I think they're still trainees in the dorms at this point. So all the other trainees had gone home to spend the New Year's with their family.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before 2013 or maybe like.
Yeah. It was probably early 2012 into 2013 maybe.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Yeah. So Yoongi said about this moment, he said J-Hope's condition wasn't good. He just went in the dorms and couldn't get used to the stuff around, so he was really stressed out. And he turns to J-Hope and says, didn't you say you were feeling dizzy when you got up during dance practice? He said, I noticed that, so I went home earlier than usual. J-Hope looks bright and enjoys telling jokes, but then also fragile, like easily affected to stress. I often go with and take him to the hospital because he suffered from stress alters.
I didn't know that he would take him to the hospital because, yeah, of stress.
This is very sweet of a friend to do, mm-hmm, to not only be so attentive and see what he is going through, but to take care of him and to help him through it. That is such a deep, you know, beginning of a friendship right there.
Yeah, it is. Already just right from the beginning, showing care for one another. Mm-hmm. But Yoongi, being the caring personality type that he is, mm-hmm, brought him chicken and made sure that J-Hope was okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not alone.
And not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a staple for soap that was created by soap themselves is the Hwaege Market series that they did on V-Live. And this is just an iconic series that they did together. There's a series of videos, like one of them, they do like a try not to laugh challenge. They have one where they're playing flutes with their nose and they're dressed in orange suits. Mm-hmm. They sit together and do face masks and chit chat. And the most recent one, which was, gosh, quite a while ago now, was their disbandment announcement.
Yeah.
That they're no longer going to be doing the Hwaege Market series. It was put out on April Fool's. But what was so memorable about the disbandment announcement V-Live was they actually went over to their BTS Twitter account. You know, like BTS underscore Twitter. Like,
yeah.
That main one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this has really ever been done before, but I remember Stan Twitter going crazy. Because usually their Twitter account, like especially with comebacks and stuff, it's very particular in how they change the header, mm-hmm, and their profile picture. Yeah. But they went on there on April Fool's and they changed their Twitter account to say Soap.
As the name. Soap with a verified check mark.
Yes.
Fucking iconic.
Like when you get a tweet from BTS, like says Soap.
Soap. Freaking the fuck out. Not only did they change the name, but they changed the profile picture to a selfie of them and the
from
header
that V-Live.
To the same. Yeah, mm-hmm. From the V-Live.
It was hilarious. And really all of the soap stands were thriving that day.
Yeah.
Like, yes, but also sad because they were announcing their disbandment.
Yeah.
But recently, Yoongi, and I really don't know what it's from. I don't know if it was from like the recent Zoom call that they did with ARMY or if it was from a recent interview that they did. But Yoongi ended up saying that he wants to bring back the Hwaege Market series, which is just so funny because they disbanded, but also it was on April Fool's.
Yeah.
So should we call it Kayla? Like, are they going to come back with a new V-Live of the Huige Market?
I swear to God.
Like, right after we do the soap series.
If like within a couple weeks after this episode is posted, if they go live Huige Market, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
I will too.
For real. I mean, it would be lovely.
They've been really active on V-Live.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. We've gotten all of the members now, by the way.
Which Jimin is why
and Jin, yeah.
We think it's comeback season.
We think it is comeback season. We'll soon. See. Mm-hmm.
Soon. Yeah. I just love that they did that. Like, I don't think any other ship has done that. Any other BTS
pairing. No other ship has done like their own V-Live series.
Yeah, like, or they like created taken that over the Twitter account.
Taken over Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And changing their name to Soap, like their ship name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love Yoongi calling J-Hope his vitamin in one of the most recent Festa videos from this year. They all said, like, you know, a couple words about each member, and Yoongi just said vitamin, which was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then also kind of going along that is in the behind the scenes from the fourth muster, Yoongi is sitting there at this like table, like waiting between filming, and he just looks so tired, exhausted.
Yeah.
He looks like he's kind of daydreaming. He looks very aloof, and he just kind of gazes in the direction of the camera, and he says, "Bring me J-Hope. Bring me J-Hope, or I might not make it. I need the energy."
Yeah.
And it's just so cute. Like, he knows he can recharge his battery.
Yes, yeah. He does recharge his battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does. It's so cute.
It is really cute. Okay, so for the Daeshwita behind the scenes for the music video shooting, J-Hope ended up ordering a coffee truck and bringing a coffee truck to the shooting where they were doing Daeshwita. And so Yoongi's in the middle of all his, you know, shooting for the music video, and he brings him a coffee truck. And on this coffee truck, it has like all these pictures of J-Hope and Yoongi together.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoongi ended up making the comment, "We look like a couple," because it's just like so many photos of the two of them.
Yeah.
But like Yoongi loving coffee and J-Hope specifically getting that whole truck, knowing that it would make his day. It clearly made his day because he ended up like later on for the Honey FM, which is the like, it was kind of like a V-Live series that Yoongi did, but it was
during
just audio.
Quarantine.
Yep, during quarantine. It was just audio. So for his Honey FM series, he had J-Hope on, and J-Hope said Yoongi has been looking really cute lately too, but he ended up mentioning the coffee truck that you were talking about that. But just in addition to this, J-Hope ended up saying that Yoongi's been looking really cute lately and more mature. And Yoongi asked if he was serious, that like, "Are you serious? You think I'm cute?"
Yeah.
And J-Hope assured him that he was. So to this, Yoongi ended up saying, "That might make me happy before I go to bed tonight." Like, it just means so much to him that J-Hope thinks he's cute.
Mm-hmm. And mature. Like,
and mature.
J-Hope is like, you know, you're like, it's like you're more mature than me, but like you're also cute. Like,
yeah.
J-Hope seems very confused about his feelings about Yoongi in this moment, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's photos of the truck and all of it. I mean, it's just really cute that J-Hope did this for Yoongi.
Yeah.
And you could tell that Yoongi admired it so much and he was so grateful for it. The truck is like pink too.
Like you said, especially Yoongi being the coffee lover that he is.
Yeah.
Like, this is such a great friendship moment. Like, what a wonderful way to support a real, like, one of your best friends on a set of their music video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very, very cool. I want to talk about at the 2019 Festa called BTS Attic. J-Hope is talking about changing since debut, and they're kind of addressing this question about people changing over time. And you know, J-Hope talks about the pressure that he put on himself to be hopeful, especially at the time of debut. He really wanted to embody this name that he had, and he said he didn't used to be a hopeful person, but through living his name, he has, you know, become a more hopeful person. And Yoongi comments on this and says, you know, you used to not be this way, but now you're always so positive and so hopeful, and it's okay to change over time. And mm-hmm. you don't have to think that you were wrong in any kind of way. It's just something that humans do. We change over time. And he even says it's like our song Fake Love, where we have these different masks and different personas for different times, and how J-Hope just really embodies that true essence, but also the conflict that comes with this.
Yeah. So and that we all do it, and not just celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really liked this moment as a friendship moment, because I felt like it was Yoongi really seeing and knowing J-Hope for who he is.
Yeah. And like, validating him. Yeah. And that it's like okay to go home and not feel that way, or to present yourself that way.
Yeah. You don't have to always be that way. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Super validating.
So in FESTA 2020... So they end up deciding to sing Friends together when they're doing karaoke. And I just love that they ended up picking this song to sing together, because it's V-Men's song, which is Taeyang and Jimin's, their ship pairing.
Right.
Where they literally say that they're soulmates, because they are. But the fact that Soap, out of all the songs, they decided, oh, we want to sing Friends, because I think they could relate to that song because they are such good friends.
Yeah.
So they got to sing that song together. But also later on during this FESTA 2020 activity, they had to like go and pull face cards for each other, or like photo cards.
Yeah.
And when Yoongi pulls his, he gets J-Hope. And Yoongi says that it was their destiny, like it's our destiny that he picked that. So then J-Hope goes to pick a photo card, and it's Yoongi, and they both like freak out. They freak out, and they're like, "It's our destiny, Soap." And it's just really
they're cute. So happy to have pulled each other's photo cards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this might be a FESTA message also, but it was just them, the members of BTS, writing messages to each other, short little messages. So J-Hope to Yoongi said, "Suga Young, after 7 years, it's been 10 years since we met though, finally my mind is organized enough to tell you what kind of person you are. Thank you for being with us, bearing and keeping your position silently. Don't be alone and call me when you need me. Fighting."
Don't be alone and call me when you need me.
Cute.
Oh, so cute. Which then Suga ends up saying to J-Hope, he says, "To Hope, who stretched out their hand to me first, I'm always thankful."
A man of like few and simple words, but I feel like he says so much with that phrase.
But I love how they wrote these for each other on their own, but they go hand in hand. These messages almost feel like responses to each other.
Yeah.
Like J-Hope saying, "Don't be alone and call on me when you need me." Mm-hmm. And for Suga to say,
Who stretched out their hand first to me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just so sweet. It's clear that they support each other.
Yeah. And it means a lot to the other person that they know that they care, and they know that, you know, they want to be there to support each other's feelings and whatever they're going through. Obviously, that left a huge impact on Yoongi that J-Hope reached his hand out to him first. Like that, to me, I feel like that phrase just says so much. I'm always thankful, as if from that moment, so much has come from it. So many beautiful friendship moments. And, you know, like he just means he's grateful for that whole thing.
I can't remember if it was Burn the Stage or it was some documentary from BTS, but there was a shot where they were on tour and Yoongi was like in his room. He wasn't feeling well, or he just wasn't doing well at that time. And so the members wanted to make sure that he had some food, and they decided to have J-Hope be the member to deliver him food. And Yoongi really did not look like he wanted to talk or interact with anyone at that time, but like he answered the door for J-Hope.
Yeah. And who would be the most comforting person to visit him?
You know? He's accepting of the help that J-Hope puts out there for him.
Yeah, definitely. They just have such a caring, trusting relationship, you know, in all aspects in their friendship. And, you know, they really do have a deep, deep connection. So we just have a couple more moments of them to talk about as we're wrapping up. One is from a run episode. It's the voiceover run episode. They did a couple of these, like one where they did like some voiceovers over like The Lion King and other Disney movies. But then they ended up doing voiceovers over themselves from, I forget what that video was that they had put together, like a house rules video.
I can't remember. It was like we a really watched funny, this run together.
Yeah. And it was it was like a skit that they filmed and directed a run episode together. They had a thing about that. And then later on, they voiceover. But they voiceover for each other. So in this episode, Yoongi is voicing J-Hope, and in the skit, J-Hope does this scream, and when Yoongi did this scream, it went viral. Like, I remember so many just like 2 second clips of cropped in Yoongi face, and he's just going like, "Wow!" Like, it is extreme. He really gave it his all, and I just love how he embodied J-Hope in that moment.
J-Hope is so vocal and screams a lot. Like, he really is a cheerleader. Yeah. And so Yoongi embodied it to his full capacity. We're like, wow.
He gave everything.
He gave everything he had, and it was so funny to see.
Yeah, and J-Hope in the background, because he doesn't have lines at this moment, like literally falling off of the couch laughing.
J-Hope looked like he was like cheering him on. Like, he's like, yes, you got this. It was funny. Something I really love specifically was when they went to the Grammys together, when they're sitting in the car and they took a video, a selfie video together, and they're like, yep, rolling up to the Grammys in the same car, about to step out onto the red carpet.
Soap. So for the last moment that we're going to talk about, it's Yoongi saying J-Hope instead of DNA at the end of DNA in one of the DNA comeback promos. Just really cute, and it just goes to show that they're in each other's DNA.
Oh no. No. Cheesy.
I know.
But cute. But I love ending on that.
I love, because, you know, Soap deserves it. Soap is such a special, unique ship.
Yeah, it's a staple ship. It's one of those that has, you know, it's been around from the beginning. It's a ship that has been acknowledged by the members themselves. And, you know, it's just so fun to talk about, because these two, both being rappers, but also being so different in personality, but blending and mixing and working so well with one another.
Yeah. Like, they're different personalities, even they're completely different rap styles, but somehow their transitions in songs and in music videos and choreography are the most iconic. It is just truly special. I am right now thinking about Soap as like a yin and yang type of thing in their balance. They truly balance that well. I think that's why they're such a special ship.
Yeah. They clearly get along. All of BTS gets along, but these two just have a special relationship.
Yeah.
And they acknowledge that too.
Yeah, they do. So we love Soap. Obviously, we have loved them forever. We're so glad that we finally got to talk about Soap with you, Iconics.
Yeah.
We know that there are many other Soap moments out there. So, Iconics, if you have got to tell us about your favorite Soap moment you haven't heard on the episode, then tweet it at us so we can retweet it and share it with all the other Iconics at Standing BTS Pod, or DM us on Instagram so at least you can share it with us, because we'll fangirl with you about it at Standing BTS Podcast. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Aileen Ruchalt, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DiRuggio, Rachel, Robin, and Allie. You guys are incredible.
Yes, thank you so much for your support.
Yes, we really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. We know that we had fun doing it. If you did, please write us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. It is so appreciated. You know, follow us on Instagram, social media, Facebook, Twitter, everything. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.